Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tarya Parsonen with Western New York Education Alliance is with us live this morning. School has been back for 3 weeks now, and I know you're happy that it's in school for these kids in Western New York, but your group has identified an issue, Tarya, that you feel is very disruptive to the school year, and that's quarantine rules. What's going on?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, for the first time, we're all in agreement that our kids should be back in school, which is fantastic. But the only thing getting in the way right now is Erie County's quarantine rule, which is right now more restrictive than the New York State Department of Health, as well as the CDC. And, you know, it's outdated, it's unnecessary, and quite honestly, it's inhumane at this point because we have a solution to that that is being used in many other states all over the nation, as well as the United Kingdom, which is testing. You know, it's no longer March 2020. We did not have a vaccine at that point. We did not have access to rapid tests. Testing is now used everywhere, and the research shows that it is just as effective as quarantines.
Testing and the quarantine rule, it's not out of the ordinary to revisit this. We just saw this in New York City, right? Initially, they had that same quarantine rule that many other places are looking at. But now, they've recently said over the past couple of days, students who are, you know, in a classroom within 3 feet of somebody no longer have to quarantine if they were a close contact of a student who does test positive. And they make the distinctions here of students who are masked and students who are inside the classroom where there's all these protocols. I mean, this was the idea, right, behind wearing a mask in school, behind having, you know, 3 feet of distancing still be the rule here in New York State, was that, well, this would stop kids from missing school due to some sort of quarantine, yet we're still talking about it.
That's exactly right. And no one is arguing that if a child tests positive, they shouldn't stay home and quarantine. However, you're right. The children are all masked. If kids are masked, you should not have to quarantine. And this is being used successfully in California, Massachusetts, Illinois, Utah. In fact, the CDC did a test-to-stay study in Utah last spring, and it was so successful that the Utah public schools have now adopted it this year. So, you know, basically quarantines are the new arbitrary six-foot rule that we saw last year. We can test to stay, and what parents might not know now is that if there are two positives in a class, they'll shut the whole class down. Whether you were within 3 feet, 6 feet, a kid could be 30 feet away, fully masked, everyone's going home. What this allows us to do is to simply have kids provide a negative test result for a series of days, and they can remain in class. You know, we're trying to have all these kids stay in for 180 days this year, and this is already being threatened and not happening for many children.
Tarya, you're obviously saying that too many healthy kids then are being sent home and for too long, for 10 days. Who would provide and pay for the testing, the rapid testing that you're talking about?
Well, we have a lot of relief funds right now, and I have to believe that those relief funds, which were meant to keep schools open and help alleviate learning loss, could be used for this as well. However, I'm hearing that there are shortages. I'm hearing that, yes, where would the funds come from? Western New York Education Alliance is stand ready to help on both of those fronts. However, you know, other states are making it happen. For example, in Montgomery County, Maryland, in the first week of school, over 1,300 kids were sent home to quarantine. The parents were so outraged and they brought their concerns to the board. And the board, to their credit, changed the quarantine policy and immediately ordered 40,000 tests from the state. I know that there's a way to make this happen. We can't use logistics as a barrier when we're using rapid testing at Bills games. We're using it on airplanes. We're using it everywhere to cross the border. You know, testing allows people, healthy people, to continue living their lives.
Are you aware of some schools where the policy might be different from students to teachers, where a teacher would be able to, you know, test out of a quarantine, but students are not able to?
I am not aware of that. I am hearing from many, many families and, in fact, teachers. One teacher who teaches first grade in a district was saying that, you know, she had to go pay out of pocket. She was asymptomatic and not considered a close contact, so she was allowed to go take a rapid test. She had to pay out of pocket $160. She had to take 2 sick days. She said, I have to get back to my first grade class. So this is really affecting teachers and families. I know for a fact that there's one elementary school where they have received word that they might go completely remote because of staffing shortages. And this is not just because the staff is getting COVID. This is because staff also has to stay home to take care of their own quarantine children. So it's really affecting everyone. We want healthy students and teachers to be able to remain in class. And this is a feasible, safe, logistic option.
Tarya, do you have any idea the numbers? How many kids maybe in Erie County have been sent home? It doesn't appear that the state or the county is providing that information.
We have no idea. Unfortunately, transparency is a problem. Transparency has always been a problem. There is a state COVID dashboard that is mysteriously down and inaccessible at the moment. Western New York Education Alliance has created now a shareable database. We've been in contact with every superintendent in the Erie County Public Schools, and we have started collecting this data on a weekly basis. Right now, we have about 3 or 4 schools contributing. We hope more will sign on so that we can share this, so that we can see exactly how many students are being affected. How is this impacting? You know, in other states, people are able to say, oh, 1,300 kids are in quarantine. But to be honest, we have no idea.
Tarya, thanks so much for the time this morning. As always, it's Tarya Parsonen talking about the need to change some of the quarantine rules in her mind.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.